Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, Do Not Grieve the Heart of God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, Listen to another parable. There was a property owner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug out a vat, and erected a tower. Then he leased it out to tenant farmers and went on a journey. When vintage time arrived, he dispatched his slaves to the tenants to obtain his share of the grapes. The tenants responded by seizing the slaves. They beat one, killed another, and stoned a third. A second time, he dispatched even more slaves than before, but they treated them the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, They will respect my son. When they saw the son, the tenants said to one another, Here is the one who will inherit everything. Let us kill him, and then we shall have his inheritance. With that, they seized him, dragged him outside the vineyard, and killed him. What do you suppose the owner of the vineyard will do to those tenants when he comes? They replied, He will lease his vineyard out to others who will see to it that he has grapes at vintage time. Jesus said to them, Did you never read in the scriptures, The stone which the builders rejected has become the keystone of the structure? It was the Lord who did this, and we find it marvelous to behold. For this reason I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will yield a rich harvest. The Gospel of the Lord. The Lord was sorry that he had made man on earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Genesis 6:6. The dictionary states one of the meanings of grieved is to feel or express great sadness or distress. I lost my father in March, and while I rejoice in his passing to eternal life, I've experienced the pain and sorrow and emptiness that his loss has brought me. I have grieved. So when I read Genesis 6, I am humbled by the fact that our God grieves over us. We might think that his first response would be anger. But no, Genesis 6:6 tells us that the Lord was grieved in his heart over what man was doing. How grieved he must be at this time in our history. Mass shootings, war, not over justice, but simply for power, racial hatred, political backstabbing, personal beliefs more important than dialogue and trying to reach a compromise good for all. How our God must be weeping. Yet we are called in the midst of all this to speak the good news that in spite of our failures, God so loved the world that he sent his only son to save us. Our salvation was not earned, but generously given by the love of our God. A very wise friar once spoke a homily about the difference between a life lived by gratitude rather than entitlement. And his words have always stayed with me. It seems that a lot of the evil in our world today springs from a sense of entitlement. The me generation. I am entitled to all things. The world exists for me to receive benefits. It's not important what happens to others as long as I come out on top. My beliefs are what is important, not the beliefs of others, because my beliefs are the right ones. How different today's parable might have been if the workers had been grateful for the good they had received working in the master's vineyard, instead of thinking they were entitled to the financial gain by killing their son. Even the hard-hearted scribes and Pharisees could see the writing on the wall. The landowner would come and dispense justice. The evil ones would receive the fruit of their actions and be destroyed. The problem with the scribes and Pharisees was that they were living a life of entitlement. They could not see themselves as the wicked ones. How easy it is to fall into the trap of entitlement when you are aware that you are the chosen race, that God has given you his blessings. Don't we rightly deserve them? Ah, but therein lies the difference. People of gratitude realize that they don't deserve all the blessings they've received. That just because they realize that God has chosen them as a people peculiarly his own, it doesn't mean that they have done anything to deserve that love. God loves us unconditionally, and for that, we are eternally grateful. And then that life of gratitude turns us outside of ourselves and frees us to love. It brings us a little closer to the heart of God. It makes us a little more deserving of his love. When we are grateful for his blessings, we can listen to others who disagree with us. We can share the truth about Jesus Christ with compassion. When we love those who hate us, we walk in our Lord's path. Jesus loved the scribes and Pharisees. He tried so hard, parable after parable, to get them to see the light, the deepness of God's love. Are we so different? Do we see a little of the scribes and Pharisees in our hearts? Maybe we could start each day and end each night asking him to be ever grateful so that we will not grieve God's heart by the way we treat one another.